C Mobile.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm running ahead of schedule and come find out I got shorted 11 papers. So I'm trying to get a hold of the store man, as I call him. One of the stores and stuff. See if I can get them from him.
Somebody didn't count well this morning, did they?
I found out it was her. She didn't have her glasses on. That explains why I'm short.
Yesterday.
I ain't it. Just a regular old day. Covered up at work.
A lot going on. I had a good day. It wasn't bad.
What's wrong with that?
No, how's Harold doing?
Doing fine. He's been going in early and calling as soon as he gets there, so that's why I had to get off the phone early yesterday.
It was him.
Part-time down there because of the union.
Going on.
Foreman done been told that South Carolina's not renewing their contract. It's all going to be state employees. They got mad when they were told they weren't getting to Newport and sued the state. Judge threw it out, and so the state's turned around and sued them.
Yes. You see the practical use of the union nowadays.
First started, they were needed, but now they're not needed.
That's just that's a waste, gross waste of money.
Here they make, say you make $25 an hour. You're going to wind up after you pay the union and all that other good stuff. You ain't not making but 15.
But a lot of people don't do the math.
They don't.
For POT Mobile. What's going on with everybody? This maker got stuck last night and it sat there and clicked and clicked and clicked. I was too tired to get up to turn it off, but I couldn't sleep with it on.
I know the feeling on something like that. You just deal with it and deal with it later, that is.
This morning when I left, I think I could sleep now. How cool is it supposed to get today?
Oh, I don't think it's supposed to be cold or nothing, but I don't think it's supposed to be like super hot either. You know, we got them thunderstorms rolling in this evening, so I guess it's supposed to get up around 70 or so, but I really don't know for sure. Got you cold?
I got a little chilly yesterday. I didn't bring my coat. I brought it today.
Started out warm in the morning. It's a little bit cooler this morning out there.
Y'all, I'm hot.
You working?
That might be true, but I'm running with the window down and I'm still sweating.
Apartments? You might get off on time today.
I was until I come up short. I'm fixing to do these two customers, and I'm going to go back to drop and see if I can round me up some.
For ATX, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
KK4 POT. Friday, isn't it?
Yes. Have fun tomorrow. I get to go buy some property and then I get to go to the tax man.
I've got to get his.
Inflation's on your property.
I'm looking forward to that.
Excited I was to get mine.
I really, that was a good purchase.
Boogie down there?
Log down here in Jacobsville.
Greenville.
For my way.
Pea soup up here.
Did you get much of that storm that come through last week?
Missed us all the way around.
We're CEF Mobile.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
This morning.
Doing.
Any problems out of it. I still got to get the blow plugs replaced, which, you know, 137,000 miles. It's probably about time for that. But other than that, doing good. Diesel going up too high, but other than that,
on that, it's killing me.
I'm in a week on fuel, Patrick.
Spending about $150 in fuel in the excursion. When I was in the tool truck, I was spending anywhere from $200 to $300.
The tool truck picked out yet?
One lined up. I got to go to Missouri and get it as soon as we get all the paperwork done. Get the banks happy, then I can move on and go get it. But I'll have to drive out to Missouri, southern Missouri, to get it. Not exactly sure where out though yet.
Well, once you get all that wrapped up, it'd be nice to get back in that. Well, I'm rolling up. I'll let all you guys catch up. 7-3s to everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day. KK4POT.
Sam. Sam, have a good day.
7-3.
Have you heard anything about the manufacturer shutting down because they can't get parts?
I heard there was going to be a shortage on plastic and several other things, but I have heard of shortages.
One of our Matco reps yesterday that does the truck stuff, and he was saying that specifically Freightliner was going to be shutting down because they can't get parts to make computers, the silicon chips, and all that they need. So they're going to shut down for a couple of weeks, which is going to throw things even further behind on getting a new one. So that's one of the reasons I'm going with a used truck.
What year truck are you going with?
2015 337P with a PACCAR 9 in it.
Still got that DEF system on it.
To get away from the DEF system, it's too old for Matco, so we have requirements that we got to have a certain year truck when we're buying one and when we renew our contracts.
Better off with a used truck anyway.
Costing me as much as a new one, yeah. But right now the used truck market for tool trucks is so thin, I'm having to pay the same price I would for a 5-year-old truck as I would a new one if I waited.
I didn't factor that in. I guess that's true.
Your old truck with right at 100,000 miles on it's costing me $160,000.
That's kind of low mileage, isn't it?
Low mileage. The good thing about what we do is most of these guys don't live as far away as I do, and they don't run a route like that, so they don't put a lot of miles on them. What you got to watch is the idle time. But this guy here, he didn't idle his truck at all, so it's all highway miles with no idle time. So I'm getting a pretty good deal on it.
Fantastic, because that constant idling can cause a little bit of issues.
I had to deal with enough of it working on the small diesels that I know better to let them idle. That will mess that DEF system up in a hurry.
It's not good on the turbo either.
So these guys guys with these starter trucks is they don't have generators on them, and they have to idle them to have air conditioning or heat, or, you know, their batteries only last so long in the truck, and it ends up killing them. Well, what Matco doesn't understand, and we haven't been able to get them to understand, is they'd be better off to let them have a small generator on there. Since when you put people in charge of something they know nothing about.
Somebody who's come up through the ranks and been on the ground level and moved their way up instead of just a pencil pusher.
We've run a lot of good distributors off with this stupid truck rule they got. We've lost several $1 million a year distributors because of it, because of the truck nonsense, as we call it. You thinking about doing that Dutch oven cookout?
I gotta get some dates, shoot them out to you guys, see what works. Yeah, I thought we can either do something up at your property or we can do it at my house. It don't matter. I knew Ed was coming up there to check things out, and I thought maybe we could hit two birds with one stone.
I'm looking forward to that. I think I would enjoy it, spending time there on the property and exploring it would be great.
Out with some good vittles.
Think better, Dutch.
Thanks, good times.
Mike, I'm going to say 7-3 to you here because I know you're probably getting close to work and I'm coming in on my dead spot. I've enjoyed the conversation this morning, as always, and I'll talk to you shortly for next time around.
How are you? Do you be careful today. Have a safe day. And so I am getting close. I'm not there yet, but I'm going to be there here shortly. So have a great day, KK4NXC.
Ed, I'll probably talk to you on the other side. You're usually around, but I don't know if you will this morning. If not, 7-3 to you gentlemen also.
I'll be on here, so just give me a holler.
XW. Good morning, guys. Andrew.
Struggling this morning. My truck.
It's got jet lag from vacation.
I was due to sleeping in every day, but dang, I was up at 7:30 every morning. Heck, compared to 4, so. Don't contact the last man standing or try that out.
Nah, my sister was over, so I spent time with her.
Through, I want to say the 30th, if I remember correctly. I just randomly heard them yesterday and finally got in touch with them.
Check, usually I don't fire up the radio, though, you know, if it's a threat of bad weather.
Mike, Ed, y'all try to contact the last man standing station.
Potter.
Website correctly, or whatever it is, I think, if you make contact with them, every area, so I guess every call sign, like the guy I talked to yesterday was Stroke 3. He was up in Maryland. Supposedly, I think you get a QSL card from the last man standing crew, and it's got something about it being the last episode.
You guys, something. Do y'all have any kind of lightning arresters in line in your coax on the outside of your house?
I don't.
On both my lines, all three of mine coming in.
They're disconnected and the power's off, unplugged, so I mean, it's not like nothing can happen.
Come in through your coax.
Good, but it isn't hooked to anything.
And the rest is on mine, I'll usually still unplug.
On weather, I got three lines coming in. Debating on whether to do that or not. I had that at my house in TR, but I since got rid of that coax along with the arrestor, so they're a little expensive. wondering how you guys dealt with it.
I'm MFJ. I don't think they're like $30-$40 a pop. So I've got each one of them to the ground for my house. So they all attach to it on the outside, and then the coax runs on into the inside of the house.
There on that deal. So I'll check them out. That's probably something you can get at HRO. I'm sure they got them there. Now that might be where I got my first one.
I think I ordered one. I don't remember if I ordered them on Amazon or DX Engineering, but yeah, they're fairly common. You find different kinds. But I don't know. I get online and read, and I've heard some horror stories, even with the unplugged coax. You know, it can arc from it, and lightning's going to find out wherever it wants to go.
Direct hit, that arrestor's not going to do much either. I mean, it'd still go through that arrestor, I believe.
Kind of throw it out the door,
can't you, before anything crazy. Sure, I mean, I hope mine goes to my ground, but you never know. Like I said, lightning will go wherever it wants, but I don't know. When I set everything up, I went ahead and just attached one to each line coming in, so that's where all of them are at least grounded. And plus, it grounds the coax a little bit, but I don't know if that helps at all.
I hope y'all have a good day, safe day, enjoy it, and hopefully I'll catch you tomorrow morning, Lord willing. Y'all have a great day. 7-3 to everybody. KK4NXC, and I'll be clear on your final.
Alright, catch you in the morning.
Mike, I think I'm going to do the same. I got to head on into work, so I'll say 7-3 as well. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
7-3, Mike. Have a good day. KN4TFW. And 73 to you too, Andrew. Have a good one. Don't work too hard. And stay awake. Drink you some coffee. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. Two today, Ken.
That looks like going to be trying to stay dry.
That's what I sort of figured. But it's not supposed to come in until a little bit later, I think.
Of us right now.
Back to the drop, I wound up being short on one of the papers, so I hope there's some extras still there. Cooking, I have almost 300,000 miles, but she can still walk the dog.
Definitely a good one for you.
7-123, back to the drop. I'm not letting the boss grow under my wheels, let's put it that way. Planned at work today.
Some purchase orders and some things. I got a new vendor set up. We're switching vendors for our forklift gas and then our bottled gases for welding in that. So I got some work to do with that, but it's just computer work.
That's too long.
You know, this car, it's supposed to read the speed limit signs when you go past them, but it says 80 mile an hour right now was the speed limit, and then yesterday I was on Wade Hampton in Greer, and somehow it read a sign and it said 90.
A bit of wishful thinking on this part. Dang, that radio sounds good in that car.
It's like I am in my truck.
Honestly, I think it's a little bit clear.
It's background noise than in the truck.
What you want for the truck when you drive it?
Give me up one.
Hey, Skag, I'm back, gentlemen.
Hey, glad you didn't get stuck in the hole.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Ken. And yeah, I'm glad I didn't get stuck in that hole either. Oh, I lose pretty much FM radio, everything right through there.
Keep hold.
By that Skytop Orchard or something like that.
You know where Crooked Creek is on Canoga?
From there, all the way back around to, I'm out on 25 on the four lane before it actually picks back up where you can hear it talk.
Familiar with that. Because I'm going to be out of drop for a minute or two.
What's the plan for this afternoon? Sure, yes. Depends on how the day goes. I'm having to do some shipping, which is the worst part of this business. So I've been doing a little bit of an evening and trying to get it done. Warranty repairs, broken tools, just stuff I got to take care of. It stacks up on you before you know it.
Yeah, I know how it is on that one, KN4TFW.
Macco built this new computer system that they done a better job about doing it, but they didn't. Apple car does cut out all the background noise on the radio, though, doesn't it?
It's working pretty good here for me now that I finally got it hooked up and everything. You know, I was thinking it was the antenna was the issue, but it turns out it was just that little HD was the issue.
I got one of those little U5R, whatever they are, I can't remember now. I can barely hit the repeater from my house with it, so I'm not impressed with them.
A repeater from my house with it, if I'm out on the back deck, you know, and that I made it from work, and that's got to be, you know, up in Spartanburg, that's got to be probably 50 miles at least, you know, and made it into it, all right. But it does really good. I can't complain about it if you're stopped. But if you're moving down the road, then the receive really doesn't work very well.
One of those little U9D mates from Wushan. And I've been real impressed with the receive on it and the transmit. It does a pretty good job.
You with that one.
It's a good bit more money than one of those too, so that's probably why it does a better job.
It's paid for. I bought mine when I was thinking about getting into the hobby just so I could, you know, I listened a couple of months there, you know, riding down the road and at the house and that, just seeing, you know, how it was, learning the lingo, seeing if I was going to like it and that. So, you know, it's just kind of my little backup, like KN4TFW.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. That's the same thing I did. I listened and tried to learn how to program that radio and those kinds of things, just playing with it, because if I messed something up, I wasn't out a whole lot of money.
I programmed in one station into it just to say that I did it, and then I got a cable and used Chirp for the others.
That thing is a nightmare to program from the front panel.
And then you can't hardly find any instructions on how to do it.
I found one YouTube video that actually walked you through step by step, and that was the one I used, but it took me days to do that. Getting the cable and learning to program it that way. And then when I got the Wushan or Wuhan, whatever you want to call the thing, I learned to program it from the front panel. It's much easier, but it's still not easy. But then I got a cable for it also so that I could do it a lot quicker.
To get me a cable, I had to borrow a cable to do mine.
On Amazon, pretty cheap. You just got to make sure you get the right one. There's supposedly counterfeit ones out there that don't work. The Chirp software or the RT system?
Added that Chirp program and that used it.
The guy's in my route. He doesn't have his license, but he had some. Well, he had an old HT. It's one of the Yaesu FT60Rs, and I got it from him for real cheap also, and that's a really good radio. I like it. It's just a little cumbersome to change between bands and things like that.
You didn't want to get into it?
decided he didn't want to get into it, that he had a bad experience with some older gentlemen that didn't, I don't know exactly what happened, but all I get is one side of the story, so somebody that didn't like him or whatever, I don't know. From time to time. Let one person judge the whole community off of that.
You're right about that.
My GMRS license at the same time, that way I can have radios for the whole family when I was around the house.
Use the radio?
I do use one of the GMRS radios when I'm around the house or one of those, but she won't get on here.
The difference.
Heard that one. I can't answer it.
On the radio for me to ask her, right?
But you'll get a chance during the summer because she does come to work with me, so you can ask her then.
Jump on and at least say good morning.
Not to do, she doesn't like talking on the radio because she has to do it for work. For the school buses, she has to monitor those. So she ends up talking on the radio quite a bit in the afternoons.
You like working on the computer all day long, and the last thing you want to do is jump on the computer when you get home, right?
Same for working on cars. When you work on them all day, I don't want nothing to do with them when I get home of evening.
Right about that, KN4TFW.
Present.
On some, but not enough. One of the other carriers happened to have some extra, so I can make it work. KN4 and AP Friday.
Called Andrew Sleepy Bug. Checking it out.
Works best for me. So I have to pick up grandkids at school in the afternoon during the week.
Get that.
Get that easement right away.
Lawyers assure me that there is no more than a 16-foot right away through there, so I went ahead and bought it. There is nothing listed on the actual piece of property, the deed and everything that I'm buying. There's nothing for a right-of-way listed on it. And probably what's happened is the guy that owns the property in front of me and behind me owns both pieces. So he has established a right-of-way without anybody knowing it.
Back lot, is it landlocked? I mean, he can't get to it no other way?
No, he can come in from up on Cathy's Creek on that way, but it's harder to get in that way.
Get across your property if you can get to it another way.
Yeah, but his plan was to buy this piece also, but the guy that owned it, I don't know exactly what happened, but the guy that owns the other piece made this guy mad, and he wouldn't sell to him no matter what. So hopefully I'm not buying another headache, but we'll see.
It's built and everything, and then find out it's a big headache.
What I'll probably end up doing is having it completely surveyed before. North Carolina is a buyer beware state. The seller doesn't have to disclose all that information. So you get a lot of that. My thing is I wasn't going to spend $10,000 to have somebody else's property surveyed. So I'm going to at least take a chance on it this way and see what happens. If it's mine, it's mine, and go from there.
Yeah, if I bought a new piece of property, I'd want it surveyed, and I'd mark all them corners real good so I knew where they were.
And I'm going to put up no trespassing signs all the way around the property also, because I've got people coming in hunting and doing riding four-wheelers and everything else over the last 10, 15 years that nobody's been there.
He put you up a little bit of fencing and some things. I put me up some big old T-posts right there at the corners where the little markers are so that you could at least find them when you needed to.
To be putting something up that is not easily removed.
Asleep.
Oh, that four-way intersection there on 290 where the Dollar General's at. Make sure I didn't get run over.
The daughter totaled out a vehicle right there. She was coming down 290, and the kid in the pickup truck never stopped. And she T-boned him, and her little old Toyota went from 45 to dead stopped in about 10 feet.
This little intersection, people fly up and down this road and have no regard for anybody else at all.
Spots on that road are actually 55. Most of it's 50, or most of it's really 45.
But I think they're running like more. It'll be long till they turn this into a four lane, because it's carrying a lot of traffic on it.
I expect it eventually. They probably will. They're building so many subdivisions out there, it ain't even funny.
A couple more out this way now. I've seen signs where new proposed subdivision, so they're working on them even more. And then you get down there to that, East Darby Road, where they put in the flashing lights to warn you. That intersection's really bad.
What are you talking about? It is bad for sure.
Ed?
Been on the phone. For a minute.
Morning, since I left my umbrella in my office.
It'd be raining already also, but it can wait all it wants to.
And up at your house.
Very foggy.
What's up with this? There's this new gas station been open a couple of months over here by work, and they're always a lot cheaper than the others.
Customers to come in. Breaking that loyalty that used to stopping at one place.
239 there.
What kind of profit there is in gas?
Yeah, I stopped at the little one that was cheaper than everybody else over there off of 101. And then before I got home, I got a message. Somebody tried to use my card, and it was denied, and I had to get a new card and everything.
If I ever put my card in any of those gas pumps, I reach up and give the thing a tug, because you can put a little skimmer over top of them that looks just like it, and it reads everybody's card that comes in. So you got to watch that.
Is they tried to use it at the same place I was at.
A little bit smarter than that, but they are criminals, so.
In an office and get signed in, KN4TFW.
KO4HGX. Looks like I'm coming up on an accident down here now, so we'll see what's going on.
I'm back. And half night, I got off early this morning. I'd been a half hour early.
Did that happen?
Got it.
23 to you guys. Hope you guys have an awesome day and stay dry and safe. And I'll try to catch you guys this evening or in the morning for sure. KN4TFW.
Ken, I hopefully catch you in the morning. Don't work too hard. 73 KN4NAP.
And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. Have a good day. KO4HKX.
Must be $10 because you just called him my name.
It's early.
I ain't worried about it.
been called worse things.
So Ben called me? That's pretty bad.
They even have the radio on when they do that.
Same thing.
Really assume nobody's up this time of day talking on the radio.
No better than that.
I did about getting you up to the property to start scanning the waters up there.
We'll get a good look at it and hopefully do you some good. If it's not the one, they should be some gemstones and stuff up there.
Know absolutely nothing about, so I'm just going to refer to you on all of it.
Just a few minutes. Tell you what to look for. A lot of your gems are going to be down in the clay.
The clay around the house up there. That's all there is red clay.
Clay.
Creeks, but there's a lot of red clay up there. Not on that property that I've noticed, but they'll be gray up there.
We'll run as we run stuff through. We'll have a catch bucket for the rocks and just have to go through it.
Nice for this property to pay for itself before I even build on it.
Just keep our fingers crossed and hope it does.
Nice little creek on the property I live on now.
Got any black sand?
I don't think you can find a creek up there that doesn't have it, some black sand in it.
That's where you find the color.
I hardly ever go down to this piece of the corner of the property down there. So I don't know a whole lot about it. Lived there 20-some years, and I've probably been down to that creek 3 times.
I'm going to take a good gander at it. You might be surprised.
Yeah, that's one thing about Transylvania County where I live. There's plenty of water, that's for sure.
Transylvania County is known for some real nice rubies.
If we played in the creeks, you'd think we'd have found some growing up.
Saw some and didn't realize what you're looking at.
As a kid, so that's going to be my guess, because there was plenty of creeks, or plenty of times we were in the creeks, especially in the summertime when it's hot. That made a beeline for that creek to cool down.
Creek on the property where I was raised up, and had a big place where years ago people used to go down and wash their clothes, but we turned it into a swimming hole.
Yeah, we usually had to dam it up to make a swimming hole. We done quite a bit of that, though.
Hey, and we'd load it and everything, get it in the bar, and Daddy'd look at us and say, "All right, we're done for the day." By the time we got to the creek, we buck naked.
When I was with my grandparents, they live on the feeder, one of the feeders for the Davidson River, runs right at the bottom of the property. So, yeah, as soon as we was done with the hay, them clothes come off and you was in that river down there getting that old hay off of you, itched to death.
We would do roughly, depending on the season, anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 bales off of about, I don't know, about maybe 15 acres or so.
Bales of hay we done, because it was like a group effort, community effort, and we all got together and we baled hay for days upon days upon days, and there's probably 25, 30 acres worth of land.
Very busy.
And usually eat up and itching all the time from the hay. So with the hay, we were growing vegetables.
Right, my mama had a 2-acre garden, and I had to help with that. And I'm going to tell you, I had you picking green beans. I'm partially colorblind, and I couldn't see all the beans for some reason or another. And she'd ask me, did you get all the beans? Yes, ma'am. She'd go out there and pick another basket full behind me and then get on to me.
It didn't matter that you couldn't do something. You needed to learn how to figure it out.
Thing, when they were done buried, and she told me to go pull them up and feed them to the cows, that was a happy day, boy. She couldn't get me in that garden fast enough.
Had a 2 to 3 acre patch where we grew green beans, okra, potatoes, tomatoes. But then we grew probably, Grandpa would lease some land too. And I don't know exactly, as a kid, I don't remember how much for sure. But it was probably in the 50 to 60 acres range of sweet corn. And we picked every bit of it by hand.
I remember doing that, standing, had a great old big two-horse wagon hooked up to the tractor. And go down through there and reach over and take it as we went by.
You had 6 rows, 3 lanes wide on each side, and a drive row down between each 6, and you threw 3 in that way and 3 the other way all the time.
I'm going to try to figure out, we're a bunch of rednecks.
We'll take them along on my part.
Nick, I admit it. I'm proud of it.
Yes, sir. I'm proud of the hard work I've done growing up. Taught me how to be the man I am. Get out and earn what you want and take care of it.
They be for ID. You know, like I told my boys growing up, I said, if you work for it, I said, you'll appreciate it more and you'll take care of it better.
I think that's part of what's wrong with this generation now is nobody has to really work for anything. It's too easy for them. But Ed, I'm going to have to hop out of here. I've destinated at my first stop this morning, and they're standing here looking at me. So I'm going to say 7-3s to you, and you have a good day, and I look forward to talking to you again, Ed.
And I hope you make a million. So I'll catch you in hopefully, maybe catch you in the morning. If I'm running late, I know I should be able to catch. Well, you're going to be doing something else, Mark. You're not going to be on the radio. But 7-3 to you. Have a good one. Don't work too hard and be careful, okay, for any piglets.
Base KX clear.